on the phone with me now with an update from U.S. Ski and Snowboard. I have cross-country communications manager Tom Horrocks. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Leslie.
Let's kick off with Alpine. How are things looking there?
Yeah, great last week for us in Alpine. Good to see some of our younger skiers also stepping up. AJ Hurt won the bronze medal in the slalom at the Alpine World Junior Ski Championships in Bulgaria last week. She was the first American woman to podium in slalom since her teammate Paula Molson won gold there in 2015. Heading back to the World Cup circuit on the Alpine side last week, Michaela Schifrin was third in Friday's slalom to lead three Americans into the top 25 and Ore Sweden. Despite a mistake, she made a pretty dramatic recovery to grab that podium finish. So congratulations to her. Paula Molson also matched her career best fifth World Cup result, finishing in ninth. And then on Saturday, on her 26th birthday, Michaela Schifrin took a lead into the second run of the slalom, and she also had some company there. Paula Molson skied to a career fifth place finish there as well. And Michaela, of course, coming out with the win on Saturday. So it was, I'm sorry, she was
second.
Believe, look, I'm missing my results here, but she had a podium again on Saturday, so congratulations again to Michaela.
Yeah.
But of course, the big news coming this weekend in cross country.
Okay, well, let's move to
Jesse Diggins wrapped up. Jesse Diggins wrapped up the overall World Cup title and the distance World Cup title, becoming the first American since Bill Koch won the title back in 1982. And Jesse is also the first American woman to ever win the World Cup title and the World Cup distance title. So congratulations to her. She wrapped up the weekend with a fifth place finish on Saturday in the 10K Classic Mass Start and finished fourth in yesterday's 30K freestyle pursuit. And it was a big finish for her yesterday, finishing fourth, because she needed to wrap up that distance title, and she ended up nipping Sweden's Ebba Andersson by 13 points to win that title. So congratulations to Jesse. Also a huge finish on the World Cup circuit for Park City's Rosie Brennan. Rosie finished fourth overall in both the overall World Cup standings and the World Cup distance standings. She was 12th in yesterday's race. And of course, Rosie had a phenomenal season this year. Last year, she was 16th in the World Cup standings, 14th in the World Cup distance standings. So by far, her best season ever, and she wore that World Cup leader's bib for quite a while in the first part of the season before surrendering it to her teammate, Jesse Diggins. On the men's side, it's been really, really, really refreshing to see a lot of the guys stepping up, especially in our distance races. The previous week at the World Championships, we saw Scott Patterson finish 10th in the 50K Classic in Oberstdorf, Germany, and this past weekend, Gus Schumacher finished 20th in yesterday's final race, which was a 50K freestyle pursuit. He ended up leading the American men in the World Cup standings, finishing 30th overall. And to note, he was also one of the top three U23 athletes in the World Cup overall. So wrapping up the World Cup cross-country season, a lot of our athletes hopped on a plane in Munich this morning, and they are heading back to the United States as we speak, and they're very excited to get back. Most of them have not been back home in about 4 to 5 months. So I'll be very excited to get back to the United States.
I bet. Okay, let's turn to the free ski snowboard teams.
So free ski snowboard teams, we've had some serious success over in Aspen, Colorado, which we were very fortunate, the great partner picking up the World Championships, marking the second time the U.S. has hosted the World Championships back-to-back. As you recall, we hosted them in Park City just 2 years ago. And Jamie Anderson kicked off the World Championships by taking a silver medal in slopestyle on Friday. So it was great to see Jamie back on the podium. And then on Friday, we also saw U.S. freeski team member Burke Irving earning a halfpipe bronze medal in his first World Championships medal appearance. So that was good to see. Also, Aspen local Alex Ferreira finished fourth for the U.S. And then on the women's side in freeski halfpipe, 16-year-old Basalt local there just down the road from Aspen. She put on an impressive show, just missing the podium and claiming fourth in the women's halfpipe. And then Saturday, we had some great performances as well. Kicked it off with an impressive performance by U.S. Free Ski Team men. The U.S. Athletes Colby Stevenson took the silver in the slopestyle, and Alex Hall took the bronze. So that was really good to see. And then Park City, you know, as we know, Hall is a Park City local, and he was also a top qualifier. So it was good to see him step up to the plate as well. And the World Championships do continue in Aspen tomorrow with Big Air.
Okay. And then moving on to the freestyle team.
So the freestyle team is in Almaty, Kazakhstan, and unfortunately they had some weather issues yesterday that canceled the mogul competition. But Kai Owens did lead the Americans in moguls last week with a fifth place finish in her first World Championships appearance. So that was really good. Unfortunately, the team struggled a little bit. Tess Johnson was one of the top Americans in the top 10, and Hannah Soar finished, Tess Johnson was fifth, Hannah Soar sixth, Kai Owens 10th, and Brad Wilson finished ninth, and local Nick Page was 10th, and that was last week. The good news is the freestyle team did win the Nations Cup, so that's a remarkable achievement for all the athletes and the coaching staff, and especially in this challenging season, to walk away with the Nations Cup is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, sure is. Okay, anything else?
That's it. Big weekend coming up in Aspen, of course, with the Big Air tomorrow, and then the U.S. Grand Prix coming up Friday, Saturday for free ski and slope style. For free ski, slope style, free ski, snowboard, snowboard, slope style, and snowboard half pipe.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Leslie.